Another weekend of exceptional days. Today, the Feast of the Triumph of the Most Holy Cross of Jesus. And we have the relic on the altar. After Mass, I will bless whoever wishes with it at the communion rail. And tomorrow, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. She who was faithful and listened to him and obeyed him and stood by the cross till the very end. And then we have this gospel that is so very important. This gospel that, first of all, on the one hand, it speaks about the authenticity of Christ. Now, and he asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? That's democracy. Who do people say that I am? And they say, well, some people say you're John the Baptist. Of course, that's reincarnate or something. Elijah, or one of the other prophets. They don't even know. They know he's not like the rest of them. He is different. He is above them. He is beyond them. And indeed, he was. And then he says to them, well, who do you say that I am? And everyone was silent except the one who was created to not be silent. As I have oftentimes told you, every single one of us is created for a purpose. St. Peter was created for this purpose. And he proclaims boldly, you are the Christ. In other translations, it adds, the Son of the living God. In other words, you are the Messiah, the Savior, who was to come, who has come, who is among us. And of course, he has made and done many miracles in front of them. We saw them in this whole summer in the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, including the raising of the dead. But he doesn't want everybody to know these things because he wants them to come to him because they have love for him, faith in him, and a personal relationship with him. Many people of many different religions, which are false religions, and I'm not going to make any ifs, ands, or buts about that, say they have a personal relationship with him. And they think they invented the terminology and they invented the relationship. No. This comes in, with, and through the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. And anyone, no matter who it is, that teaches otherwise, is teaching openly heresy. And I'm not going to go into that. If you pay attention to things, then you will know what I'm talking about. I'm not here to go to war with anybody. God will take care of it. He will. And when it happens, I hopefully will be around to see it and to rejoice in the day. There's only one way. And of course, he says to himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And it is in his church, the one that he has founded. He has not founded 40,000 denominations. And we are not a denomination. We are the church. I've spoken to other priests in the past, and they were very angry when they said, you know, people say, what denomination are you? We are not a denomination. It's not like we're breaking the dollar down into quarters and 50-cent pieces. And whatever, and dimes and nickels. We are it. The one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Outside of which there is no salvation. That is the teaching of the faith from the times of the apostles, from the time of Christ, to the end of the world. And it's nice to be friends with everybody, but you cannot fool everybody and say things that are not true to everybody. And then here we have the role of Peter. The role of Peter. which is very much in question today, and we were not going to go into that either. You can read for yourselves. Some priests and some bishops are speaking, and they're doing their job, thanks be to God. But Peter did not want to accept this. Christ taught them, I will be handed over to my enemies. Now, some people would say, well, the Romans are his enemies. No. His own people, the Jews, are his enemies because they refuse to accept him. And the leaders of the Jews, the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and he will be killed. And he will rise again after 3 days. Peter did not want to accept this at this time. It took him a while. I guess it takes some people a while. And our Lord rebukes him. Peter says, no, no, Lord, this is not going to happen to thee. I will not let it happen. Yes, right. He was one of the first to run away and to say, I do not know this fellow. I do not know this man. I am not a Galilean. And what does Jesus say to him? As he says to every bad pope, bishop, or priest, or Catholic, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me. You're not thinking as I do, as God thinks. You're thinking as man does. Stupid, foolish man who knows nothing. And remember, you can do nothing if you do not do it with him. And most people do not do it with him. And then he says, very simply, that which we know. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself. That is his opinion, his will, that which he wants to do, his very life, his very material goods, his family, his friends. He must deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. That is the way. In him, the only way to the Father, the only way to heaven. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. If you want to be selfish and comfortable and enjoy the world, in the long run, you will lose your life. And we see this happening every single day, every single day. So many people that have done whatever they wanted to do, and then they die, and that's it for them. We really cannot even pray for them, because if a person is in hell, there's nothing we can do for them. Nothing. Don't ask me to say Mass for somebody who was openly against God. They're in hell, period. It's not I who judge them. God judges them, and they have expressed it by their way, by their will. However, as with all the saints, beginning with the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, St. Stephen, and all the other saints, whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel, that is, of the truth. And you know, people have died for simple things, as for instance, in the 2 or 3 centuries when it was forbidden by the Emperor of Constantinople for sacred images to be venerated, statues and icons of Our Lord and Our Lady. For that simple truth, people lost their life. They were martyred. They were killed. Many monks and priests and nuns and faithful. For that little bit, it seems like it's nothing. I mean, who cares if that window's there? We can just put some yellow glass, as it used to be in the 1980s. In fact, until 10 or 15 years ago. But there are martyrs who died for that simple little bit of truth. because all truth is connected, is one. That is, whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel, the truth, will save it. And that means, then that person, perhaps after a time in purgatory, which we always need to consider, and of course we will consider it more fully in November, which is swiftly, unfortunately, coming up, will save it. And so today, as we celebrate these wonderful events of our faith, which is all conjoined in the celebration of the most holy sacrifice of the Mass, in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist. Unless you eat my body, you shall not have life in you, eternal life, heaven. We thank God for all the things that he has taught us, even that which seems to be a smaller truth, because there is a hierarchy of truths, but all things are true. And the Church has always taught that a person who denies one dogma of the faith is no longer Catholic and can no longer go to heaven. Think about it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.